38 degrees right now. That, of course, is outside. If you've got that inside, you've got issues. Oh, speaking of having issues, good morning, Monfrere.
I've got issues.
What are you
Bob.
Doing? You're doing your ballet moves here again on the countertop.
Stretching the inside of my leg. I think I strained a giblet.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You got one of those old groin pulls, do you?
Yeah, groin pull.
So you're an old guy. I noticed that you're not getting close enough to your razor blade. Your legs
you
are hurting
that today, huh?
You got your groin pull. You're a mess, just
well,
like
I got
me.
The kids. I got the kids out of bed a little late this morning.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, self. You're not going to shave today because that'll save you a good, 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, oh, easily.
You know,
takes you
so,
that long?
Well,
yeah, you're older now.
Well,
it does, everything
no.
takes
but then
longer.
You get to put, do you put the aftershave stuff on?
No, I
I'm not talking about for the smell.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the burn that, whatever, because if I have, like, the collar rub against it all day, I'll have myself a rash on my neck, Bob.
Yeah,
you know
I like the burn. It lets me know I'm alive. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my nerve endings are working again.
Yeah. I'm alive. Then I better go to work.
I'm telling you, I think I strained, the
this
area.
Is really more information than anybody really wanted to know
Well, the reason
about.
Why is because, I'm doing that whole coaching Cameron's indoor soccer team thing, and I play goalie a lot. And they like to shoot, on the coach.
You have a pebble stuck in your shoe.
Well, that's fine. And that's proof that I am stretching my leg right now. But I like to play goalie. But when you kick out to save a shot, I'm not sure. It didn't hurt at the time.
Yeah.
But when I woke up, it said to me, you're old. You can't kick in that direction.
See, here's what I've noticed. If I stand for any length of time... My legs hurt and my lower back tightens right up. And all I'm doing is standing.
Oh, my God.
So
you'd be in trouble if you had to kick a soccer ball.
Case in point, Carrie and I went to see the Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival at Madison Square Garden Saturday night.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
And, the show was awesome. I mean, pretty much anybody that you could think of. That plays guitar,
but everybody
and people
stood.
That you didn't think of. Well, it depends on who's there. Who's on the stage, then everyone stands. When Clapton came out to guest with someone early in the show, everyone got up, mm-hmm. and you stood there for the 16 minutes that they jammed.
Mm-hmm.
Then my legs went, sit down, and I sat down, and then when the next act came on, everyone's sitting for that act because maybe they're not as well known or whatever. And then, another okay. Allman Brothers would come on the stage. Everyone's standing up again.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of questions about that.
Okay.
The way you're throwing
Fire
these
away.
Names around. First of all, item one, how does the garden look? I have not been in it since they refurbished it, and I know that was years ago.
I haven't been there since 83, 84.
Look the same?
Yeah, and you know what?
Did it look newer?
You've
already ruined it.
I don't know. It looked pretty much the same as I remembered it.
They made a lot of changes in there.
I know they did. I mean, we were on the floor, so I wasn't up in the seats or anything. We were right on the floor.
Did you bring a blanket?
No. They've got seats.
Right.
Yeah, they've got
okay.
the fold up seats.
All right. So that question, I don't get an answer. How typical of Rob is this?
What was the question
about how it looked? I mean, I've been curious to see the refurbished Madison Square
said
Garden.
It looked the same to me. That was my answer to that question.
Yeah, but that was an answer, but it was a ridiculous answer. They spent like $1 zillion.
You know
that.
What else I thought?
I don't think the guys that did that would like to hear that answer.
I could care less. You know what I thought is that I remember the place being a lot bigger.
That's the thing. I think they
and
did.
It didn't look that big
because
to me.
Because they added all those specialty seats for all the highfalutins.
Oh, all the luxury suites
and all that.
Yeah,
the luxury suites and all that. So it did cut down on the seats and all.
And it didn't. I guess I thought that it was bigger than, say, the Carrier Dome
or the Times Union Center.
I'm going with memories from 30 years ago. I'm an old guy. I don't remember correctly.
No. It's not. I think it holds like, 25, 26?
I don't even think 1,000? It holds that much.
Yeah, probably not anymore. It used to hold that. Anyway, okay. So tell me about this show. Eric Clapton.
All right.
Has
so
this
it's Clapton's Guitar
show.
Festival. He did a Friday night and a Saturday night. We went Saturday night.
It raises money for his.
It raises money for. His Crossroads Drug Rehabilitation Center in Antigua that he's had open for, 15 years now. He's been doing these festivals in various locations. This was, I believe, the first time it was in New York City. He's done it in Chicago. He's done it in California, wherever he, can set these things up. And he invites all of his guitar-playing friends from over the course of his life, and most of them jump at the chance to come play. They do 3-4 tunes each. And what I was impressed with was You've got the main stage in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then you had two smaller stages on the left and the right for acoustic performers to come on. So you'd have the big band in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd go off after doing their 15 minutes or so. And then you'd have an acoustic act on one side or the other, and the middle stage went dark, everything off, and bring the new stuff in.
Yeah.
And it was just like a steady stream of, you know, guitar greats, some that you would know, some that you wouldn't know, some newcomers. Like, I'd never heard of this Gary Clark Jr. guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's very Hendrix-like. Never heard of the guy.
Is it lefty, too?
No, no, he's not a lefty, but, you know, kind of a flamboyant dresser, great guitar player,
mm-hmm.
Into a lot of the 70s-type R&B, but also bluesy and loud and... The man can play. I'm going to mm-hmm. have to look into it. Sonny Landreth, whose name I just completely forgotten about, he was the first act on, and he just sizzled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love these old gray-haired guys with glasses coming up there and showing the young punks how it's done.
Right. So who else? Like you said, Allman Brothers.
Well, you had Greg Allman was there.
Okay.
That was a surprise, and he was out there with...
Well, didn't his brother, who is... dead now.
Yeah, Dwayne
but
didn't Allman
he play with Clapton
and Derek and the Dominoes.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Greg Allman was there with Warren Haynes, who's in and out of the Allman Brothers, and mm-hmm. What's that band that he's got, too? One of the popular jam bands that goes around.
I know, Government Mule?
Government Mule, right.
Yeah.
That's his band, and he also fills in with the Allman Brothers. And Derek Trucks, who's the nephew of
right.
Butch Trucks
yep.
from the Allman Brothers.
Right.
And he sizzled. He was on three or four different times
mm-hmm.
With various
right, well,
acoustic.
Who else
and they did Midnight Rider. So that was,
cool.
I love that song. That
right.
was a great treat. And Clapton came on in the end. He, of course, gets the last set. And you're waiting for the stage to get light and see who's up there. And the lights come up and the camera is on, the big TVs aren't, and there's Keith Richards standing
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
That was a nice
that
big
was a
surprise.
Nobody knew he was going to be there.
And he's just got that big, dumb, ugly grin of his, and the place went berserk.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Especially, he should be there. He's lucky to be alive.
Well, yeah. And other surprises, let's see, we had, Dan Aykroyd was the MC.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So he was introducing everybody that came on.
Right.
At one point, you had Vince Gill come on with special guest Keith Urban.
Cool.
I had no idea those guys could play like they played.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because Aykroyd's going into this whole thing about how these guys are, you know, related to old school country. And then they came out and they did Stones and Dire Straits tunes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Yeah,
and they rocked.
Well, let's say even like Garth Brooks, one of his favorite bands was Kiss.
Kiss, yeah.
You know, so who else like that was in there?
Let's see.
Jimmy
Vaughn of Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Wow. Yeah.
He was there with his band. And Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck comes out?
Jeff
it took
Beck
you this long
there.
To tell me about Jeff Beck?
I'm just trying to do
Holy
it chronologically.
Cow. He must have... he's a player.
Man. Well,
right.
yeah, and he's got a great band behind him. He's got this young woman, Tal Wilkenfeld from Australia. She's in her mid-20s now. She could play bass like nobody's business.
Hmm.
Holy moly.
Who else?
Los Lobos. Los Lobos. That's
there.
Right. Yeah.
They're still together?
Oh, they were great too. And they were like Clapton's backup band for his
cool.
set when he came out.
That's cool.
And yeah, they rocked too.
So how long was this show?
4 hours and 45 minutes.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
Oh man, that's worth every
it's
penny.
Way past our bedtime.
Yeah, really. So all right, and then what about when Clapton did his set? What did he play?
The big tune that he didn't do Layla, which was a surprise, but he did do Sunshine of Your Love.
Okay, all right.
And I did find out that he did one tune from his new album, Old Sock, that just came out a few
mm-hmm.
weeks ago. Not the one that we're playing, but
right.
a different one. And what was some bluesy thing that he and Keith did? I can't remember what it was now. 4 hours and 45 minutes is a lot of stuff to try to remember.
Yeah, no kidding. That's
you
pretty
know?
Cool. That's cool.
John Mayer came out.
Oh,
with
John
who?
Mayer's there too. Did you this long to tell me?
Derek Trucks, I think he played with.
Yeah. Oh, John Mayer. I mean, he's
Old blues guy's Buddy Guy and Taj
yeah.
Mahal were out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were just a riot.
Oh, Buddy Guy's one of the greats.
Yeah.
Wow.
A guy named Keb Mo, young blues player.
What about Yo-Yo Ma?
No, you know,
oh,
he's a
there?
Classical cellist. That
oh,
would been
okay.
That would have been a real big surprise if he was there.
I just wanted to say Yo-Yo Ma.
I know you did. I know you did from back from the Seinfeld days.
So that's cool. That
yeah.
must have been you. That's right up your alley.
That is
that
right
kind of
up
show.
My alley. Yeah,
because you love that blues business.
I love that blues. Give me some guitar players playing, and of course, in the end, you had everybody was on. So he's like,
really?
16 guitar players.
Oh my God.
All going at it, a bar or two at a time, riffing over this last tune, which must have lasted 20 minutes.
The last tune, did you know it, or was it just the...
No, I didn't. I wasn't aware of it. No, I didn't know what it was. Okay. I think it was also from Clapton's current album, and they just jammed. Everybody gets a shot, you know. Here's the next guy, and they were all trying to outdo each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It was great. It was classic.
That's cool. Cool.
All the
Very
great
good.
Guitar
I'm glad
slingers.
You went. I have to, you know what? I have to give credit, as much as I don't want to,
yeah,
to your lovely lady friend.
We got lost
Carrie
on the Long Island Railroad, too, on the way back.
Oh, boy. Well, wait, let me give her credit.
Uh-huh.
You would never have gone to something like this if you had to go through the trouble of planning it. I guarantee she planned it all.
Yeah, this was my Christmas present.
Oh, okay.
With these tickets.
So, good. So I'm glad that, you know.
And she drove down in her car, and she didn't kill us.
Aside from all the other trouble she causes, this makes up for some of it.
Oh, yeah, all yeah. Right. She's in good stead for at least
okay.
another 3-4 days, at least.
Okay. Got yourself a good week there, Carrie.
Yeah.
And so Long Island.
Long Island Railroad. Well, here's the thing that I didn't get.
You didn't go on the biggest parking lot in the world.
Some lines stopped running. I was just like.
Just because?
It's just like they get to the weekend and midnight, and it's like, okay, this line's done. Really? And that was the line we needed. So we had to take other ways and change at Jamaica Station. We didn't die there. And we had to take a different train. But then we were confused. Well, I was confused as to what exit was really our exit, which was still 3/4 of a mile from where the car was parked. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you didn't take the Long Island Expressway?
No, we took the railroad.
Right.
We stayed at her sister's house in Franklin Square and went a short distance and took the trains and based on what
maybe her sister could have helped you out.
Her nieces know the thing about going into the city by Long Island.
Right, but maybe they could have helped you out and say, hey, that one's not running.
Well, we didn't expect the concert to go 4:45.
Mm.
We were thinking it was supposed to be like a 3-hour show based on what it said on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can't get 16, 20 blues acts together and not have them jam incessantly all night, apparently. So, you know, we get down to Long Island Railroad and we don't see any reference to anywhere we wanted to go.
Was the place sold out? Was it a seller?
I think it was. Yeah, I don't recall seeing any empty seats anywhere.
That's cool. Good for you. I'm glad you went. That's a great life experience, man. Seeing all those, you know.
Yeah. That's exactly what Aykroyd said at the beginning. You're about to see something as a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Right.
And like the night before was.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So the night before, Keith Richard wasn't there, but I think that's when Ron Wood was there.
Oh, really?
So, because some people went one night and not another night.
Right, you got Keith Richards.
Some people teamed up with some people one night and teamed up with others the other night.
Right.
Like, I know Mayer played with Trucks the one night, and he played with somebody else the previous night.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
did an acoustic set.
And John Mayer had to be ecstatic that Eric Clapton invited him to be in this, amongst all these greats.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it
cool.
was wonderful.
Good for you, Bob.
Guitars, lots of
them. Yes.
Loud and fast. Bluesy, wonderful.
I'm glad for you.
And then after 4 hours and 45 minutes of the blues, you wanted to destroy yourself off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Know.
You know, everybody just feels so bad for 4 hours and 45. My woman done gone. That's it. I'm jumping
she
off.
She left
the bridge.
Again.
She keeps leaving. She keeps leaving and takes all his money. Oh man, his money too. Oh man,
he's betrayed everybody.
Everybody's lost all their money. Yet they're dressed so immaculately and they have such wonderfully expensive equipment. My baby done gone. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Glad you went and glad you did it.
Yeah, we had a good time, so that makes me lead
Kudos
into...
Kudos for Carrie.
For Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen,
okay.
who also have a good time.
All right.
CDL.